Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse. I'm Lori Richliano, your host, along with my co-host and husband, Victor Richliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is the place to be.
You know, Lori, this next segment, we're going to talk about what the color of your horse's gums can tell you and other things to check before you call your vet. When I came across this, I thought it was a neat idea to go over with our listeners because when you think about it, okay, if you get sick, you go to the doctor's office and you're the sick person.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell them how you're feeling and what's going on. And the doctor's in his office and has all of his
medical
knowledge and antibiotics and other drugs, suture kits, whatever it is that they're going to need, they have right there with them. Now, a vet, when you call the vet, they bring a truck and they have the basic essentials there. But if the more information that they have, they may choose to bring other devices or other things with them that they normally don't have on their truck.
Exactly.
Like x-ray machines.
Fluids.
Fluids. They may not have, you know, enough fluid for the problem that they think might be going on. It just allows them to be better prepared. And now, sometimes we're blessed, even though we live in the country, if our vet, Dr. Sarah Bakken, is coming from her home, she's 2 miles away.
Which is super awesome.
Which is super awesome. If she's coming from the vet clinic's only about a 15-minute drive.
Right.
But I can remember when we were in Colorado, our vet, even driving time, just driving from the vet's office without traffic, was 45 minutes to an hour.
Yes.
So if they get to your place and realize they need something else
because they did not know that this is what was going on,
and
you're in
if
trouble.
They call somebody, it's could be an hour before that person gets there. If they have to go back and get it themselves,
it's critical.
It's 2 hours round trip.
Right. And so this is also a good time of year, though, to go over some of the basics that we might have forgotten, a little touch up here, and to remind ourselves about what our horses should be feeling naturally and how they should be looking, you know. We need to make sure that we can give a whole picture to that horse, that horse.
And when we're talking about a lot of people, one is when your horse isn't sick or in critical need is the time to make sure, which you should be opening your horse's mouth to examine teeth and different things like that. But if your horse doesn't like you handling their muzzle,
it's probably
not the time. Time to fight with them is not when it's critical.
Sick.
It's now when there isn't a problem. You should practice this, opening up their lips and their muzzle so that you could check the color of their gums.
And the other thing I always talk about, too, it's you need to know your normal. You need to know what your horse's normal is. So during this time, and it's a great time during the winter, it's a little bit slowing down. Now's the time to find out, get a baseline. Find out what your horse's temperature is. Find out what those horses' gut sounds sound like in all four quadrants. Is he normally a little quiet? Is he a little bit noisy? What does a normal sound like and look like for your horse?
And you'll remember the color of the horse's gums can reveal a lot about his health. Remember, any variation from a normal salmon pink could be indicated of a serious health crisis. So you want that salmon pink color.
And to know what it looks like, open your horse's mouth now.
Before and make sure the horse is going to let you.
Yes.
And then you have horses like Mookie, when you start to play with her lips, she thinks it's a game.
And just go home.
And she starts sticking her tongue out at you, too.
Yes.
That's also know how your horse reacts. If your horse is a little muzzle shy and then all of a sudden you think there's something wrong with your horse and it doesn't flinch, doesn't move.
Oh, well,
that's a sign that something's going
on. Here's a really good thing. You know, forever, my mare, my spoiled mare. Everyone knows she's a spoiled mare. Everyone knows she loves, everyone knows that she loves her mints. She gets, a couple mints.
Only a couple.
Just a few mints, just one or two.
And that's why we have a complete category on our taxes to deduct the mints as horse feed.
Okay, so
it took me 2 years to convince our tax accountant that mints are horse feed.
They are horse feed and they're very important to her. It makes her emotionally feel fine. Anyway, so with Forever, when you give her a mint, one, she demands a mint and she wants a mint and she always eagerly takes it. When she has been like, no, I don't want a mint, or just kind of looks at you or doesn't open her mouth, you're like, oh my gosh, she is so sick right now. And we've had those incidences when her...
You have like that little thing that's like a fire alarm next to her stall that you pull down and the world comes
running. The world comes to an end.
Because Forever has a hair out of place.
Well, true. But no, like for instance, that's a really good example though, because horses, you have to know that horse is normal. When she would not take a mint, I went immediately and realized that she was going through a mild colic and we had to take care of that. So know your horse's normal.
You know, and when you're looking at their gums, you know, the colors will tell you different things. Yellow to a yellowish brown hues are typically a result of a high concentration of a pigment called bilirubin, which is released when the red blood cells break down. Yellow gums can indicate things like liver problems when the organ is unable to filter the pigment from the bloodstream.
However,
gums can also have a harmless tint of yellow after a horse eats high levels of beta carotene, which is found in foods like alfalfa and carrots.
You'd have to give a lot too.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it could be there. You know, a very pale pink, almost white gums could result in a decreased circulation, could have anemia, fever, and or a systemic shock.
We see that a lot when we always say, take a look if your horse is colicking. You want to look if the gums look very pale and you put your finger on the gum and release and it doesn't immediately come back to pink, we have an issue.
It's called flashing.
Thank you.
Yes. And the, you know, with that, with the, also if your horse has stumbled over something and fell, mm-hmm. you could have internal injuries that are, could have internal bleeding and that would show up that way. A grayish to a blue white may result of low oxygen levels in the blood or systemic shock. You may see blue or gray outline around each tooth also. You know, and then a dark brick or blood red gums result from severe dehydration or related to poisoning from other toxic plants.
We see that, like, for instance, with your horses that are a lot of exercise that you're doing with or that you're doing endurance horses, sometimes when they're under a lot of stress, that's why we need to take a look there, too, because those blood red gums.
And some of the other things that you want, and you need to get a normal baseline on these things, but some of the other things that you should check to give the information to your vet before they leave the vet's office is the horse's temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is not the time for your horse to be looking at you when you're lifting its tail to take its temperature going, I'm sorry, that's I need the little stuffed horse so I could point to the areas that you're not supposed to touch.
Exactly.
Make sure your horse is used to having its temperature taken.
Take its temperature. Know what its resting heart rate is. Know how the respiration is. How does it look? You know, don't get so close when you're checking the respiration of the nostrils opening and closing. Don't get right there and realize that he's kind of blowing at you instead.
Right. Make sure you know. And also, like Lori says, know what the normals are. I mean, what is the normal temperature for a horse?
We have usually 99 to 101.
But your horse may run at 100.
Mm-hmm.
We have our new pony, Dakota, runs at 98.6, 98.7 all the time. And that has to do, too, that she's in the outside stalls with a blanket on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little cooler out there. You know, take note of the air temperature.
You need to know your normal.
You know, you want to check the odor of the horse's breath. If the horse's breath smells odd, that's an indication that something odd is going on.
Like a stomach upset colic, you know, for instance.
And Lori talked about, you know, the respirations, the pulse. Has your horse been eating, drinking?
And stomach noises, which is what we'd call in the quadrants.
Right.
We want to hear noise.
Do you have a stethoscope?
That's a very good thing. You should have a stethoscope.
It's not an expensive item to buy.
No.
You don't need a $1,000 one. You can pick one up for $10, $15. And it's just something so you can hear. And in the absence of a stethoscope, stick your head next to the horse's quadrants. You'll hear those noises.
You need to hear gut sounds. Horses have to have gut sounds moving around in there, top and bottom on both sides.
Are they sweating?
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, especially if you're just coming out to work your horse. It's been standing in the stall. It's here in Minnesota. It's December.
And
it's 20 degrees
mm-hmm.
outside. It's 40 degrees in the barn, and your horse is sweating.
You got a problem.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if it's 105 degrees outside, maybe not so much.
But the first thing you do is you take that horse's temp.
Right. So know what the norms are, know what to do, and give your vet this information before they head out. It's very important. It could save you time, money, and in the long run, it could save your horse's life. So with that, Lori, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when horse theft is not a crime, part one. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Rich Liano Farms Training Center, we work with you and your horse to make what you want easy for your horse to understand and to help you achieve your riding goals. Our training methods are proven by our clients' successes. We don't do gimmicks. We build a solid foundation. Horse training and riding lessons are available and taught by a United States Equestrian Federation horse judge, clinician, and trainer. Visit us on the web at alwayshorses.com or call us at 218-557-8762 to schedule your horse training session or riding lesson at Rich Liano Farms today.